What do you think about the observation in the study that the relapse rate was decreased by more than 30%? I mean, again, it was one study, it was 1,000 patients. Obviously, Hal, I think if you believe that was for sure true, you might feel differently.
Well, again, I think that for higher-risk patients, we're giving both anthracyclines and taxanes most of the time, so it's not an issue. So the issue really focuses on lower risk, and for them, I think that all these data collectively underscore the fact that the challenge is, does that woman really need chemotherapy? And I think that when you're talking about a 65-year-old woman who's got hypertension and diabetes and has a low-risk breast cancer, I think the hard question is not AC versus TC. I think the hard question is it worth giving them chemotherapy at all? And if you use a model like Peter Ravdin's adjuvant online for a, Peter probably knows he's usually at the tip of his tongue, but for someone who has, you know, is 65 with substantial comorbid illnesses, the benefits of chemotherapy are vanishingly small most of the time for node-negative, hormone receptor-positive, in particular, or breast cancer.
Yeah, but you're saying you use AC, and he's saying there's a third fewer relapses if you use TC.
I actually think that TC should be a more popular regimen. Although there's a lot of enthusiasm for dose-dense AC, in fact, it's never been compared. And we don't know from the dose-dense trials whether or not what's going on, which part of the therapy is being improved. And we do know that changing the schedules of taxanes does improve therapy. And so it may well be that the dose-dense therapy, a lot of the additional benefit for the dose-dense 9741 trial actually came from the dose-densification of the taxane part, not the anthracycline part. The other thing which is coming, and it's coming soon, I think, is that we are going to be able to perhaps identify patients who don't particularly benefit from anthracyclines. The story right now from individual trials where people have done topoisomerase 2 is getting very strong. And there's a meta-analysis between these trials. It's almost certainly going to be positive. And so if that meta-analysis is positive, and my guess is it's going to be presented in ASCO next year, and we have a functioning test for topo 2, all of a sudden the regimens that don't include an anthracycline are going to be of renewed and heightened interest.